So did you speak to our doctor?
I did. He said Brayden has SCID,
bubble boy disease.
Brayden.
Right, but patients with severe combined immunodeficiency syndrome are generally advised to steer clear of high-risk infection areas like a hospital. Without an immune system,
we know even a common cold could be life-threatening.
Well, he's on enzyme injections, and they've been working very well. And we were just so worried, and Brayden's face.
I'm not picking at it, just touching it.
Hey, Brayden, how long have you had that?
Is it? I don't know.
I'm just going to keep an eye on it, okay?
Jeez, I'm just drawing arrow in the word zit.
Brayden. Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
Our next guest can currently be seen as Calvin in the film Cooties, which is in theaters nationwide. He made quite a mark as well on Grey's Anatomy as a character that became known as the Bubble Boy. He is quite a talented performer. It is great to say hello to Armani Jackson. Armani, welcome to the show.
Hi.
We are very excited to have you on. Now, Cooties, the new movie that's out, It's about an elementary school where a mysterious virus hits. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's about this virus that breaks out of the school and makes, the kids turn into, infected zombie-looking children.
That's awesome.
And I am a nerd in it, so, when the virus breaks out, recess,
yeah.
But I'm a nerd, so I was inside the library studying. So then they find me when they're, running, and then they, basically just bring me on the journey.
Wow.
Freedom, I guess.
Okay, that's cool.
It's a word that we've known about when Christina went to school, when I went to school, cooties. Everybody understands what that means,
yeah.
Right off the bat. What a perfect idea for a movie, right?
Mm-hmm. People usually think when I say it that it's a children's movie, but
yeah.
I'm not really.
It's not. When you see the trailer for this, it is not a kid's movie. Kids will like this. They'll get a kick out of
it. But adults will get into it, too.
Right. You know, you get the whole zombie thing and all the... I mean, zombie stuff sells nowadays.
Yeah, zombies are big right now.
Right.
So this is the perfect time for this.
Yes.
You were working with Elijah Wood and Rainn Wilson. What was it like working with these stars?
Yeah, they're really nice. And also, I'll say this real quick. The funny thing is, I worked on another movie 4 months ago, The Last Witch Hunter.
Okay.
And Elijah was in that too, so I saw him. Because when I went in my cab to bring me to my hotel when we first arrived, after I did, we saw Elijah, and he was I was in the cab, and they were saying that they drove this little kid named Armani. And he was Armani Jackson.
So he remembered you. That's awesome.
That's really cool.
I mean, let me say, you have a memorable name, Armani. That's a great name.
That's a very cool name.
I think so.
Very much so. But that's really cool. And now, you work with him in two films and stuff. And it's amazing how you're beginning to make your mark in the entertainment field. Everybody remembers your role as Brayden Morris, or as a lot of people refer to it, as the Bubble Boy on Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah.
That was such an involved character, and you nailed it completely. Tell us, how hard was it for you to really build into that character? And I mean, that's a big time show. And that role itself was so important to how those episodes really were able to pivot and move. How was that to work on that show? And how hard was it for you to develop that character?
Yeah, it was pretty hard because it was a month. So every day you'd have to go to set in the morning and get into that really deep character.
Yeah.
Some of the scenes are kind of fun, the one where I got to chase, the girl out of the bubble, because otherwise, for the rest of the episodes, I'm just in a bubble.
You're just in the bubble, it's you don't have to ask the director, where am I in this scene?
I know
you're in the bubble, right?
I used to always say that. I'd be like, am I in the bubble? Yep. Right.
Being on a show like Grey's Anatomy, I mean, that's a big deal.
Sure. And it's heavy drama, too.
And it's very heavy drama.
And you mentioned it, too, Armani. You got to go in there, and then you got to kind of get yourself set mentally for it. And when you work on a show like that, people don't realize. A lot of the time, it's just standing around as they're setting lights, and they're getting the camera ready for the next shot and everything. And you can go from heavy, heavy drama 1 second to go grabbing a candy bar off the craft service table the next. I mean, it's a totally different way to work. And how was it for you when you first got involved in that show? Because you were in, five or six episodes. How was it for you to really adapt to that situation?
It was six episodes, but because I had done Cooties not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
The audition and booking it kind of happened pretty fast. So we watched some Grey's Anatomy to get into the role.
Yeah.
And then
oh, nice.
We worked within less than a week of auditioning.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, it was really, because you have to, start to know everyone on set real quick and then, start shooting. But at every week at lunch, they would show the previous episode that we just shot. They would already have edited it. So we, while we're eating lunch, they would show the episode that we had just shot.
Oh, that's right. Cool. So you get to see dailies. You get to see like the finished product. You know, you started
Usually like watch it with friends after.
You started acting so young, 6 years old. I mean, at six, did you know, hey, mommy, this is what I want to do? Or is this something that at a young age you knew that this is what you wanted?
How, yeah, I mean, it's because it's such a young age to start. I mean, how was it to be able to be acting at 6 years old?
It was actually my sister that got me into acting.
Really?
She was doing some acting, and she, because I always wanted to, I kind of wanted to act, like whenever she was doing scripts, I would like try to memorize them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Then, like, I would say to my mom, I'm not acting. Because I was too, like, embarrassed to go into the room. But one time my sister was at some little audition, and she was trying to force me into the room. So she bought me this webkin. She's like, it's like a online stuffed animal you can log online. Mm-hmm. And they're only like $20. And she, like, told my mom to buy me one. So then I went into the audition room. And then that's really how I started acting.
Wow.
So they bribed you to start acting. Amazing, isn't it?
Your sister is Talia Jackson. Your mom, Kelly, she worked as an international model with the Ford and Elite agencies. She's been over like in 25 national commercials for CoverGirl, for Toyota, for Victoria's Secret. So you got a lot of entertainment in your background, and you also have sports in your background. Your dad played for a while in the NBA, did he not?
Yeah.
Tell us who your dad is.
My dad is Trent Jackson.
That's right. Wow. And who did he play for?
He played for, preseason for the Bulls.
That's right.
What?
For NBA.
And he had quite a standout college career. Where did he go to college?
He went to college at the University of Wisconsin.
That's right. He played in the Big Ten for Wisconsin.
We go there sometimes just to, like, we go to, like, the like a bunch of courts, and he can teach me pretty easily. Like, I don't have to, like, it doesn't make sense to get a coach when, like, your dad
can. You know,
well, sure,
exactly.
It doesn't make sense, right? You have it for free, right?
Right. Your dad was a standout player at a Big Ten school going to Wisconsin, and he also, you know, he's with the Bulls in preseason and stuff, so you don't need to go down and, you know, talk to the coach down at the Sportsplex, because you already have all the knowledge you need. So that's really cool. You come from a very, very talented family.
Yeah.
Does it get kind of competitive after a while, because you got a sister who's an actor, you've got your dad who's been with a sports career, your mom's a model, you know, that is not the everyday run-of-the-mill family situation.
You have a very interesting family, for sure.
That's got to be really cool to be a part of something like that.
Yeah, it's really, because, like, I never noticed for a while, like, how, like, everyone in my family has something going.
Yeah.
Well, because
I
mean, it's normal for you. That's your family life, you know?
Right, exactly. For you, it's normal. And for everybody else, it's like, wow, that's really unique and different as a family. In all this with the acting and everything, how your career is already taking off at such a young age, what is the best part of all of this for you right now?
Yeah, because a lot of, like, people start late, and I think that I have a really good chance of becoming really big with, like, because I'm only 11 years old and I have a lot going.
That's
right.
Yeah,
sure you do.
That's exactly right.
A lot of people say that. They're like, you're really lucky that you started young.
Yeah.
Because you can...
You know, it's funny you said that.
By the time you're 18, you'll have a lot.
Right. We had a woman on the show earlier today, an actress. Her name is Linda Gray. She was on Dallas, the show back in the 80s. She didn't start, she didn't get her big break until she was 38 years old. And I mean, you know, and she put together a decent career. Think about the head start that you have.
Yeah.
And I mean, and the resume, the acting resume that you're building right now, because that part on Grey's Anatomy was amazing. And now you've got feature films. You got a lot of things coming down, which is really, really cool.
Well, with everything that you've done so far, because you accomplished so much at such a young age, where do you see your career going now? Like, what's the next big thing in your head that you want to accomplish?
I mostly am doing drama these days. I don't know, comedy is just, like, not my thing.
It's not my thing.
But I also just filmed a movie in New York. I just got back from New York in, like, probably, like, 6 days ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was with Melanie Lynskey, Nelson Ellis. It was called Nowhere Ever After. I played the lead role of Clark.
Mm-hmm.
So we were just in New York for like a month shooting that. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's very cool. Well, you are really on the start to quite a career. I mean, at 11 years old, and to have the resume already, and you go to IMDb, and Armani's got quite the IMDb already.
Excuse me.
Jealous. I got like 3 things on mine. You already got like 10. You know, I'm in my 40s. There you are at 11, and you just blew past me years and years ago. So that's terrific. I mean, once again, you can see Armani in the film Cooties, which is in theaters nationwide. He is going to be all over the place, and I'm telling you, 5, 10, 15 years from now, we're going to have Armani back on the show, and we're going to say, remember when we had you on the show when you were 11.
Yeah. Remember
back when Cooties came out. So so what we'll do is we'll already pre-schedule an interview with you for 10 years from today and see what's happening then. Well, Armani Jackson, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right, it's been a great conversation. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Green technology is hitting entertainment. DirecTV has taken a huge step and is now powering their satellites purely from the sun's energy, avoiding alternate fuel and energy sources that aren't fully sustainable. Raza Kazmi leads this progressive move from LA.
Basically, the satellites themselves are powered by the sun. They're not powered by electricity in terms of combustion or coal or, you know, a tired old obsolete, you know, plants and all that. So it's obviously much easier and much cheaper. And then as I was saying before, you know, all of our satellites are solar powered, which is another big step in the right direction toward utilizing alternative forms of energy. So overall, I think DirecTV is definitely taking some really proactive, conscientious steps in the right direction to helping support the green movement.
Nice treat when big media shows up for the humans. See their example at thinkgreenradio.com. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. This dude has actually had people stop to see if he needed help.
We've had a lot of people help. We've had a little bit of a bike problem.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Roadside help.
There's always people willing to help. One time going through Nebraska, and it was just straight away hot. We pulled over just to rest because we were draggy, and a car stopped and said, hey, do you need anything? And we were in the middle of nowhere, and I thought that, I appreciated that. They were locals, so they just saw us along the road. We were just sitting there drinking water. Not many trees in Nebraska. People like that have happened quite regularly. You know, they'll stop and ask you if you're sitting by the road. We were just standing by the motorcycles, you know, just taking a break, trying to wake up.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.